my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty. Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Hey, hey, Mike, come on back up here and get to work. Quit playing around down there.
Now, get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs, on the banks of an idyllic stream in a pristine nature reserve, I smash a concrete barricade. All of this to save an endangered species of trout.
I'm going
to
catch one and eat him, just for revenge.
Then, if you're full of hot air, like me, then you're a natural for cleaning this massive antique pipe organ.
It's just the kind of thing that I typically fall through.
Later.
You're alive, my brother.
It's a huge clam.
Planting gooey ducks.
With a nasty attitude.
Oh, is it peeing on us?
And growing them is a filthy business.
We're talking about sex.
Yeah, we're talking about sex.
But I learned they taste...
What do we do with this?
Throw it out.
Just delicious.
Told you you're crazy.
Oh, God.
Steelhead trout make their home in the Pacific Ocean. But when they want to make whoopee, they head miles up a mountain stream.
If you're a steelhead trout and you're in the mood for love, this is where you want to be. Because this is where the action is. The honeymoon suite. All you have to do is get here. How hard can that be?
Unfortunately, man sometimes erects unnatural barriers, upsetting the steelhead's romantic getaway. Here, in a remote location of California's Santa Monica Mountains, the barrier on this stream is an old concrete dam that somebody built to make a swimming hole.
So, this is Mark Abramson, and he's a stream team manager?
Correct.
And who do you work with?
Heal the Bay.
Heal the Bay. And what stream are we managing today?
This is Solstice Creek. It's owned by the National Park Service. It's one of our most pristine streams in the Santa Monica Mountains.
It is very beautiful, with the notable exception of this thing behind us.
And today, that is what we will be fixing.
When you say fix, what do you mean?
I mean remove.
So, I mean, people aren't stupid. Well, actually, you know, I guess maybe they are. For whatever reasons, they put a concrete barrier in the middle of a stream, and now suddenly steelhead trout are endangered?
Yeah, they're federally listed as an endangered species in Southern California. It's one of only four streams in the entire Santa Monica Mountains that we're hoping to get steelhead back in. Currently, three streams have steelhead trout.
Well, I don't want to oversimplify things, but if I'm reading you right, if we do our job properly, then some fish are going to be having sex.
Yes, that is our hope.
I believe things are on the verge of getting physical. Mark, what in the world is this?
This is the gas-powered hammer drill / jackhammer.
What's the drill here? I mean, I know this is the drill, but what are we going to do?
Basically, we're going to punch holes into this concrete structure, put these devices called feathers and wedges
right
in there, and smack the hell out of them with the sledgehammer until it breaks.
Who's the guy behind me all dressed up there like the Sheik of Araby?
That's Grimmer.
Great.
He'll be running the first part of the jackhammer. We're going to have you on the collar. And
what's
basically
the
collar is, we're going to tell you where to hold the drill bit. In this case, this is the drill part of the drill. You're going to hold it in its position until it gets started, half an inch, so it's self-sustaining, or you don't need to feel like you need to hold it anymore. It's in the hole. Let go. And Grimmer's doing the rest.
God bless Grimmer.
You'll get your turn, too. You ready?
That's not so bad.
That's numero uno. So just about 150 more of those, and we should be good to go.
And then the work starts.
And then the real work starts. Let's get you on top.
Great.
You want to drill one?
Well, I'd love it on top.
Okay. You got it?
I got it. Good, good.
Some of them are easier than others.
That's insane. Thought you guys were a couple of hippie environmentalists. You're construction workers, is what you are.
That was not butter.
No, that wasn't butter. So we got holes all the way along the top of this. Are we basically done the drilling?
We're done with the top. Now all we got to do is get the vertical face of this wall.
All right, so how do we get... We just do it, right?
There's no rhyme or reason. There's just doing it.
No, I don't even know why. I keep asking why.
Yeah.
I really do hope the fish appreciate this.
We do, too.
So this is truly a three-man job.
This part is truly.
Maybe four.
Sometimes four. This is the fourth man. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna have this guy carry the weight of the back end.
Good man.
Of the jackhammer. This is a little bit harder than the other stuff.
Who will be praying?
The fish are the ones that are praying. I'm on the pole.
Right. Pole man. Collar man. Moron.
Yeah. I don't think this was built to go sideways, but we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, neither was I.
You ready, kids?
Yeah.
Fire in the hole.
Got the top.
Got the back.
I got the T.
Oh, I got a hernia.
I'd say we try to break some for a change of pace.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd say that.
Coming up, I learned how to crack a rock, old school style.
Oh, who's your daddy?
Isn't this basically how they built the pyramids?
Pretty much.
Go.
Then, when you restore antique pipe organs, blowing dust is serious business.
You gotta blow harder than that.
Yeah, you gotta blow.
There you go.
Later, I harvest some big clams called gooey ducks that grow in cold water.
Oh, cold, cold, cold.
Very cold water.
I'm frozen, basically from my neck down to my my gooey duck. So here we are, standing on top of the wall with a couple dozen freshly drilled holes and these.
Feathers and wedges.
This is a feather. This is a wedge.
Right, so you're going to set it in the wall.
Uh-huh.
And as you drive this down with the sledgehammer.
Sure.
Spreads them apart.
And ideally, hunks of this fall.
That's our goal.
That's why we drilled these three in a row, basically.
Exactly.
We're going to try and take hunks of it like a... If this is a loaf of bread, it's facing this way, and we're going to slice it like so.
Exactly.
So if all goes as planned... We create a fault.
Correct.
Four, five. I am so going in this creek. Now that's bad, right? When it falls in that direction?
That's what we're trying to avoid.
Thank you.
We will dress somebody up in waders to get it. Nice. That was perfect. If you keep getting chunks like that, it'll go amazingly quick.
Isn't this basically how they built the pyramids?
Pretty much.
You know?
Same technology for cutting the blocks in the pyramids.
Yeah?
It's tried but true technology. All right. When it pops out of the weasel, you know it's done.
It's called a weasel? Is that what you call this thing?
Yep.
Are you just making up again, or is this really cool?
No, well, that's what we call that popping the weasel. Yeah, I think you've got a nice big fat crack in there. Let's see if we can...
A what?
A nice big fat crack in there. Let's see if we can exploit that sucker.
What are you looking at exactly?
Beautiful.
Oh, who's your daddy?
That feels good when that happens.
Well, there's a certain... juvenile gratification about this whole process. All right, so we're going down there.
Yeah, let's head down there.
Can't really get a lot of torque on this thing.
It's a tougher angle, definitely. Oh, beauty.
Oh, you gotta like that.
That's a beautiful thing.
Daggone chain gang is what this is. Do you think the steelhead trout will ever be off the endangered species list?
Well, that's the hope. I mean, we keep opening up more habitat. This is a brand new stream that they haven't seen in, you know, 40 to 80 years.
Because I tell you what, if they make a comeback, I'm gonna catch one and eat him just for revenge.
Moving.
So are my bowels. Nice. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're bad. Come on.
And, oh. All right, we got a lot of this out, Mike. Now we got to haul some out of here. And that includes some of the pieces that fell in the drink earlier.
Well, of course, naturally.
Wait one sec. Oh. You got one over there in the corner, those two right there at least.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A couple right here.
Basically, the rule is you make a mess, you clean it up.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking for concrete. Oh, this is definitely concrete here. Yeah?
Yeah. Go for the deep ones?
Sure, get to those
yeah.
Deep
ones. Yeah.
Might get a little surprise in your waders on this one. Watch out for the eels.
Beetles.
Eels.
Eels?
No, there's no eels.
Thanks.
Nice grab.
Same to you. I think we got them. We're getting the rocks off, so the trout can get their rocks off.
It'll take about 5 days to remove the dam, and by spawning season next winter, the folks at Heal the Bay hope to see steelhead trout swimming up Solstice Creek.
Stream restoration and dam removal. It's a dirty job.
Coming up. The good news is I learn how to clean an antique pipe organ.
The bad news is there are 4, maybe 5 million pipes in this organ.
At the St. Charles Borromeo Seminary in Overbrook, Pennsylvania, faith is expressed in music, organ music. The seminary campus was built on a grand scale, and the organ in its St. Martin Chapel fits right in. But right now, the noises coming from this organ are less than heavenly.
Well, Mike Monahan is actually a very talented organist, and in reality, this is really a very nice organ. At the moment, it just happens to be a little dirty. Or out of tune, if you will. Mike, I beg you, please. Thank you. This is Colin. Colin is a professional organ cleaner?
Organ builder.
An organ builder.
Yes, indeed, sir.
But the problem at hand here is a dirty organ in a church, is that correct?
Dirty and worn out.
How does one go about the business of cleaning a dirty organ?
Well, like anything else. You just take it apart piece by piece, clean it piece by piece, and put it back together again.
How long does it actually take to tune and clean an organ that's in the state of disrepair that this one is in right now?
This will probably be a process over maybe 8 years.
An eight-year restoration.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got a few hours here, so show me your worst.
Okay, all right.
Mike, don't even think about playing that thing again. So what are we looking at here, Colin?
This is a reservoir.
A reservoir, and it's a reservoir of air?
Of air, yep. And this supplies wind to those pipes up over our head.
All right. Note? Yeah, let's hear a note.
Play a note.
When the organist plays a note, air is pumped into the reservoir from a 5-horsepower blower.
This is the part that you play with your feet. We're standing in now. The manual parts, the parts you play with your hands, are all up above our head.
The St. Martin's Church pipe organ is a vast network of tubes, pipes, and wires. And quite frankly, the guts of it aren't that attractive. so they've hidden most of it in this special room adjoining the main sanctuary.
Tricky, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Now, this is all part of the organ that was made, what, 75 years ago?
Yes, in the 1930s.
I'm really kind of... This is just the kind of thing that I typically fall through.
Oh, no, you won't fall through it.
Steel, metal, iron, what am I looking at?
Zinc, spotted metal, which is a mixture of lead and tin.
Uh-huh.
And these are common lead, just plain, simple lead.
It's amazing these things are ever in tune. I mean, you've got to think, with so many moving parts and potential cracks and the humidity and the dry air and the thousand different things.
No, they're in tune. They stay, and they stay pretty well. They last for a very long time. I've worked on one from 1762 in Pennsylvania, and it still works, still plays.
How old are you?
I'm not that old.
All right, so the drill here, then, is to take some of the pipes back to the shop to do
yes.
whatever you do.
Right. And out. Now, watch your head.
Because this is an 8-year project, it was only necessary to take part of the pipes with us.
Nice. And these are really dirty. And we'll take those out and hand them down to the boys.
Back at the shop, I met Colin's assistant, Keith, another Irishman from Dublin.
All right, heavy?
Sure. They were light when I picked them up. Scud missiles. Wow, you guys are backed up. How many organs are you currently refurbishing or repairing here?
Building 3 new ones and 7 overall projects.
So are they broken? Do they just need to be tuned? Are they
just dirty? They just need to be cleaned and straightened out.
Most people don't immediately associate a church with a dirt-generating structure.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess they're as dirty as the next place, right?
Oh, yeah, from the heating and the incense.
Repenting.
Repenting. It's where the dirt comes from, the repenting.
Filthy business.
All right, step one is mop the pipes.
Mop the pipes?
Mop the pipes. And how we do it in our shop is we run cloths down the inside of them with the long dowels on them. You have to be careful that you don't expand the pipe and you just spin it around and clean it out.
Now, okay.
Head first?
Yeah, so that and just... We've got to be real careful. See, if you come down here too far, you're going to knock this. And if you hit this language right here, it changes the voice of the pipe.
Oh.
So you just want to take it easy when you're down there.
Okay. Well, yeah, there really is a lot of schmutz in there.
Oh, no. That's not it. You've got to blow harder than that.
Yeah, you got to blow. Well, like
yeah.
you mean it.
Blow like I mean it, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, whoops. Did I get you?
All the Irish jokes.
Green hearts. Blue clovers.
We normally don't put up with this stuff.
It's nice the way you kind of whisper around the small ones. Like you hurt them.
He's very gentle.
What did you say? This little wee pipe right here, you've got to be careful of them around his mouth, you know. You don't want to be, you know, blowing too hard.
But this big son of a... Well, hell.
Coming up.
Dirty jobs are everywhere. Just take a look around.
The old pipe organ inspires me to sing a tribute to the members of the hard-working Dirty Jobs crew.
What you got to do is get yourself a dirty job.
And later, in the tidelands of Puget Sound, I'm up to my hips in some huge clams they call gooey ducks.
That's not a gooey duck.
Nope. I think we could keep him around here for a while.
Here's a pipe that just is completely jacked up. Look at this thing. What happened to it, you think?
No idea.
Doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't sound.
It's pretty bad. Can we save it?
Oh, sure.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all salvageable?
All salvageable.
Goes on the mandrel?
We've got to try and straighten it out. Just keep your hands flat.
Flat?
Flat, like that, and then roll around it.
Oh.
Don't squeeze with your hands. Just roll with your hands.
Don't squeeze, just roll. I see.
You ain't gonna take all the flat spots out of it.
But if you squeeze, it's completely counterintuitive.
Right. Because you could just crush this with your hands without any problem at all. Made any improvement at all?
Well, let's flash back very quickly to hear the earlier sound. And now. Certainly better, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
How dirty this mouth is here. Look at this. So this particular pipe, this zinc pipe, mm-hmm. came out of an organ from where?
From Christ's Memorial Church in Philadelphia.
And how old is that organ?
The 1840s.
And you figure this has been cleaned how many times since 1840?
Maybe one.
All right, so I'm about to blow some dust from a 170, a very old pipe. You're about to see dust well over a century old. It's very exciting.
Big deep breath.
Now put your mouth right on it.
Here we go.
You got it on your face, but you didn't get it out of the pipe.
Really? Oh, covered with old dust. It really does come back at you in a hurry.
Yeah.
I snotted a little bit too right in there. Here. We got snot from 2006 and dust from 1840. You hardly ever see that happen.
No.
Well,
yeah.
Well, sure.
We didn't want to show you this.
How about that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a dirty pipe. So the good news is cleaning a pipe on an organ is really a three-step process that could be accomplished in a relatively short period of time.
Perfect.
The bad news is there are 4, maybe 5 million pipes in this organ. So, according to my rudimentary math, I'm never leaving.
We'll be here all day.
Fortunately, Colin was only joking. And once we finished cleaning the batch of pipes, we returned to St. Martin's Church to carefully reinstall them, one pipe at a time.
What would an organ like this cost to make today?
Probably about $1 million or more.
You might as well get it in tune.
Yes, indeed.
If you're going to drop $1 million.
$4 or $5 million.
Violin diapason. Middle C.
It's wider. There it is.
And the principal.
You can feel the air coming up out of it.
So you can hear it. If you knock it.
What am I looking at? That's a slide?
It's a slide on the pipe. And what it does is it makes the pipe longer and shorter. Uh-huh. Longer is deeper, shorter is sharper.
So every single one of these pipes has a slide on it.
Yes, indeed. Okay. This one's fairly in tune.
Next. Okay. Next.
All tuned up. Now it's time for the ultimate test of our work.
Next.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you would join me, please, in singing hymn number 136, the Dirty Jobs Anthem. Please sing along in your hymnals.
Now, everyone who's got a job has got his dues to pay. Working for that paycheck and just getting through the day. But if you're bored or otherwise inclined to be a slob, grab your boots and lose that suit and get a dirty job. Dirty jobs are everywhere, just take a look around. They're down the street, they're up the stairs, they're even underground. Now you don't need to borrow big and you don't need to rob. All you've got to do is get yourself a dirty job. I said, all you got to do is get yourself a dirty job. One more. I said, all you got to do is get yourself a dirty job. Can I get an amen?
Nothing. It's a tough room, dude.
Coming up,
words fail me.
I search for answers about a big clam called a gooey duck.
Why do they call them ducks?
Good question.
Why is it that whenever somebody says good question, they never really have an answer? I believe he did that on purpose. This is a gooey duck. A gooey duck is basically a clam. They grow in the sand. Today we're going to dig a few of them up and eat them. That dirty enough for you?
In the Pacific Northwest, no one knows more about gooey ducks than the good folks at Taylor Shellfish Hatchery. They raise thousands of these odd-looking creatures in the tidelands of the Puget Sound. But the happy life of a clam doesn't start here. It starts here, in the Taylor Shellfish Hatchery building.
You must be Brian.
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Good.
And these must be full-grown, gooey ducks.
Well, not totally full-grown. Most of them are. This one here is a old-timer.
This is such a weird thing I'm looking at. What's it doing right now? Is it peeing on us?
It's getting rid of some secretion of water inside its gonad.
No, it's not peeing. It's getting rid of some secretion of water. What is your job specifically today with the gooey ducks?
So we're going to attempt to spawn them.
We're talking about sex.
Yeah, we're talking about sex.
Your job is to make this thing
spawn
sexed up. It looks like my elbow, you know? It looks like the skin on your elbow when you straighten it out right through here.
That's what a lot of people think.
And this straightens all the way up, you say?
Yes. If it's in the ground, dug in, it will stretch out approximately 10 times the size of its shell.
10 times this?
Yes.
That's
yes.
You're talking
that's
3-4 feet straight up in the air.
Yeah.
That's quite a siphon.
Yeah.
Is this the butt?
That is the foot.
The foot?
The foot. There's a foot. You'll see a little slit right here. A foot will come out to dig in.
They use their little feet to dig themselves down into the sand.
Yes.
And if left alone in the wild to do what they would normally do, that's where they would sit and grow. Okay.
And as they grow, they dig deeper.
And then as they dig deeper, this elongated siphon thing
can
matures.
Still reach.
So they get their nutrients from above the sand.
Yes.
And they live their life several feet below it.
For the rest of their life, unless they get dug up like this.
All right.
We're going to attempt to spawn this group today. We're going to add food, warm water. You'll be able to tell the sperm from the eggs.
So you can't tell the sex of a gooey duck until it either generates sperm or an egg.
That's correct.
Okay. The egg or the sperm is going to come out of which end?
Both will come out of the hinge side siphon.
Yes.
And on this side here is where they get rid of their feces and crap.
Right.
The only thing needed to stimulate the gooey ducks for spawning is warm water and algae.
So I'll start standing these up.
Can I help?
I'd love to see you help.
You should never wear a watch when you're spawning. Why do they call them ducks?
Good question.
Why is it that whenever somebody says good question, they never really have an answer? I believe you did that on purpose.
No, they do it on purpose.
Yeah, great. All right, now, so here they are. The gooey ducks are all lined up in a row. So really, what we're doing now is we're waiting for the algae and the temperature of the water to stimulate them?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. And they're already irritated already, I can tell.
How can you tell?
Well, I think they're embarrassed.
Your cameras?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first time a guy seized up because the camera was in the room.
Male gooey ducks can ejaculate for up to 10 to 15 minutes. Fancy.
This gooey duck's a stud.
Females will put out up to 10 million eggs in 10 minutes.
This guy's going?
Come on, you gooey duck.
One male can fertilize 5,000 females.
Good grief.
So that's 1.5 billion eggs.
And that's just in one session. He could just do that all day, couldn't he?
Sure could, lucky devil.
All right, so really, a lot of what goes on here goes on the microbial level. I mean, once it's fertilized, they exist for a long time, and they can only be seen under a microscope.
Yeah, for approximately the first 4 weeks. I actually have some product that's ready to be planted.
Where do you
keep
that?
Which is about 3-millimeter seed. Right over in the grow-out nursery, all right, up back
there. We're going to the grow-out nursery. Come on along.
We've got some ducks that are ready to be planted out in the wild.
It's a little tiny gooey duck. I mean, it just looks like a little booger.
This tray here, we're probably looking at 18 to 20,000. We're looking at 10% return.
10% out of these?
Yeah.
So is there another crop right now that's ready to be harvested as well?
Yes.
Where's the beach? It's about 40 degrees out here. That's North Bay off South Puget Sound. We're in the town of, what's the name of this town?
Allen.
Allen. This is another Brian. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
The only other lunatic out here in short sleeves. Who are these folks?
This is the Stompin' Crew of Taylor Shellfish Gooey Duck Department.
The Taylor Shellfish Gooey Duck Crew Stomping Crew?
Gooey Duck Tube Stomping Crew.
Tube?
Yep.
Where are the gooey ducks exactly?
Well, Mike, you just walked over a whole bed of them. As you walked out, they're spitting all over. This is a 5-year-and-a-half-year-old crop of gooey ducks.
Did I hurt them?
No.
You can't hurt a gooey duck?
Nope, not walking over them.
We're going to get these out of the sand with tubes.
We're going to harvest them, Mike, with a water jet, and we're going to pull the tubes off the scow and put the seed in the tubes. I'll explain it as we go. Okay. And you just set them up just about that far apart.
Once the PVC pipes were lined up, it was gooey duck tube stomping time.
Then wiggle.
Really?
Yep.
Well, this is outrageous.
Wiggle back and forth.
Planting gooey ducks. Can't talk now.
This year, our goal is to plant 710,000 tubes.
Good grief, man.
2.1 million gooey ducks, about, roughly.
In this?
No,
this all, area, we're all over
the South Sound.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine 2 million of the things in here. How do you spell gooey?
G-E-O.
What's that? G-O?
I don't know.
I thought they were gooey, G-O-O-E-Y,
no,
all day long.
No. G-E-O.
Why don't we call them geoducks?
I don't know. That's just the name.
Well, nobody actually knows the answer to any of my questions, but that's okay. I'm ready to begin the actual planting. Are these the seeds?
Yep, uh-huh. That's the gooey duck seed that we just brought from our kitty nursery wading pools.
Right.
So
those are ready to be planted.
This is ready to plant into the tube.
Is this guy healthy?
He's alive, yeah.
Ooh. He looks a little flaccid there at the top.
See that one's cracked?
Yeah.
That one won't live.
Really? He won't make it?
He won't make it.
I'll put him over here. We'll make a little shrine.
Okay.
Oh, that's a dead one right there. Well, not so much dead, it's empty. So for over half a decade, the position these guys take right now, they're going to stay in. They're never going to move.
No, they'll go down. The seed goes down, and by the end of the first year, it's probably down about 7-8 inches. And then after, by the end of the second and third year, it's down as deep as it'll go. Then it won't move.
Then it's there. Yeah, what am I smelling there?
That's a rotten gooey duck.
We got a dead one?
Yeah, the harvesters have some rotten gooey ducks going on.
Oh, we got a dead gooey duck. You smell it?
Net canopies are placed on the PVC pipes to protect the baby gooey ducks from predators like starfish, birds, and crabs.
Yeah, there's gooey ducks all over. You can see the siphon sticking up out of the ground. That's a gooey duck right there. There's another one.
So 3-4 feet down?
About 3 feet, about shoulder depth. Yep, let's go get dirty.
I'm starting to see where this is going. Were you wearing that one?
No, you're wearing that one.
Oh, okay. You don't wear gloves?
No.
Brian doesn't wear gloves. Gloves are for what you call what is that word? Sissies. Yeah. I don't wear gloves.
That's the pressure hose.
We're going to take this hose, and we're going to shove it in there and turn the sand to liquid.
Yep, and you're going to be in the hole.
Like those poor guys.
Yep.
Who are you guys?
I'm Aaron.
Aaron?
And I'm Sam.
Sam.
We're going to take their spot. You're going to dig right beside me, and we're going to work that way.
Yeah.
That's what you're digging. We're going to be digging.
Words fail me. That doesn't often happen.
Coming up.
Wow.
I take a couple of gooey ducks into the kitchen for a little culinary experimentation.
Always dangerous. Okay, guys, this is your lucky day. You're out. I'm in. What is this thing hooked up to?
A water pump.
Where's the water pump?
It's out on the barge. We got hose that runs from the diesel pump clear into here.
Okay.
And then just dig around your feet and you go down.
And that's how hard the water's coming out. Not like that hard. So far, this is the job.
I take this hose and I squirt it on my feet, liquefying the sand around me, and slowly sink into the beach.
I'm sinking, but not fast enough.
And work down.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll feel a neck. Here, grab my hand here.
Yeah.
And I'll show you. Go down.
Uh-huh.
And then you reach down. Feel the neck right there?
That's
a gooey duck neck.
Oh.
Right there. Feel it?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Okay, now get ready. I'll go down beside it, uh-huh. And then you'll pull it up when it loosens up. You'll feel it loosen up.
Oh. My first gooey duck.
And yours is bigger than mine.
Well.
Here at Puget Sound, there's over 109 million gooey ducks living under the sand. If left alone, they can live up to 146 years, making them one of the longest living animals in the world.
Oh, cold, cold, cold! Oh!
I guess your gooey duck isn't that good.
Oh, Major. A lot of pain.
Kind of lean sideways. Tip sideways so you don't dip your front down so it runs down the front.
Why didn't you? Dude, you could have told me that a half hour ago. Stay on my side. I'm frozen, basically from my neck down to my my gooey duck. That's not a gooey duck.
Nope. Right here, it's in my hand.
Got
right
it.
There.
Got
okay,
it.
Okay, now work around with your wand to the bottom of the gooey duck,
uh-huh.
And then you'll break his siphon.
I don't want to break his siphon.
No, you don't want to break his shell. That's $24 out of your paycheck.
Is that what these things go?
Yeah, about 10 bucks, 12 bucks a pound.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you killed that one.
24 bucks?
Down the drain.
Is that your foot?
That's my foot.
Here. What the hell?
That's a gooey duck.
Just came flying up out of nowhere. Look at that. It's just like some sort of bad trophy.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gutted him.
Well, I'm into you guys for 48 bucks now.
Yeah, you're not making very much money.
I'm sorry. Oh, but the important thing is I'm having fun.
That's right.
Got him. Did I hurt him?
Gutted him. You got to make sure you go, like when you feel him, go down the side.
So, you basically, well, I'm looking for bubbles on the surface.
And a duck?
All right.
Right there.
All right, so we know there's a duck here.
And a duck there.
And there's a duck here. Got it.
And you didn't get him.
All right. You're alive, my brother. You're alive. That's it. You stand there, probably. Okay, let's say I wanted to go eat one of these. Where would I go?
To Sins and Shelton.
Sins and Shelton. You mind if I take a couple with me?
No, go right ahead.
You mind if I say goodbye now?
You're not staying the whole tide?
No. I'm frozen. The tide's coming in and you guys are crazy. No offense.
Hey, sorry. Enjoy your dinner.
Yeah. Sorry about the shoe. Is that a gooey duck in your pocket? Or are you just happy sashimi? Zin? You Zin?
Hi.
Hi, I'm Mike.
How are you?
I'm fine. I don't have names for these, but what do you think?
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
This is a nice gooey duck, though.
These look good?
Yeah.
Now, tell me, wait a minute. How are we going to prepare it? Sashimi, right?
Yeah, the top part of it, you're going to have them sashimi.
Uh-huh.
The bottom part, you either saute or you bread them and pan fry them.
Those are the two best ways to eat gooey duck?
Right.
Sashimi and saute.
Yeah.
You're just going to throw them in hot water?
6 seconds.
6 seconds. That's not a lot of time.
No. There you go.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
And then you go along the other shell. Watch this, okay? You have to go.
Yeah!
Well, this is how long when the neck stretched out to the
magnum. Wow.
You take the gut right here.
Uh-huh.
Cut the gut off. And here, see? It's a beautiful piece of meat.
That's a beautiful piece of meat. Yes, it is. Against the laws of God and man. Oh, dear.
Cool. This one longer than the other.
Well, yeah. It's like that in nature. What do we do with the skins?
Pull it off. There you go.
What do we do with this?
We throw it out.
Seems like we should do something.
Yeah, let me go wash all this, and
okay,
then I'll
you
be
do
right
that.
Back.
So. I'm just going to conduct a quick little experiment. Let's have a look here in the gooey gut, shall we? Something I never got to do in science class. See what these little fellas eat out there. But yeah, that's obviously the algae that they eat in there. It's got to be. What else would it be? Right? I told her not to leave me alone.
What you going to do, cook that up?
Well, yeah, I did a little something fancy with the stomach here. This is how new dishes are created.
A little garlic and butter and onion, that would be good. It would be good. It's edible food.
So this is the stuff
that
we see in the sushi bars.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh, too thin?
No, that's good. Thin is better. Go ahead, do that. I'll find the wasiba.
She's leaving me alone again. Always dangerous.
See, you're going to have to try it out. Huh? To all the people, that's the best way. And crunchy. Good.
Oh, that's good. That is good.
We don't have to eat the gut today.
So. We don't have to eat the guts today. I mean, how bad could it be?
You're going to try? Told you you're crazy. Here.
Gooey duck. The other white meat. I've made no secret about the fact that without you, Dirty Jobs would be nothing more than a blank screen. We need your help. We need your ideas. If you have any, go to discovery.com/dirtyjobs. Make them dirty. Make them good. Do it now.
No! No, no, I told you not to let go of the wand!
Oh! Safe. That's Chris over there standing right behind Troy, who's shooting this, and once again, that's my director, Dave, who's just laughing himself sick. And this is me again, in my wet underpants, in my wet shirt, on my way back to my fabulous 1.5-star hotel. It really isn't all that much to say.